Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Today it's our turn. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We have a call in line, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to call us, we'll be glad to pay for the call. For the next 2 hours, we're going to talk about the blue-collar crime. Well, actually, it's not just the blue-collar. It's the rest of the uniform and the blue-collar. So it's the blue uniform, the black uniform. It's crimes by cops. We're going to talk about what happens when they show up. We're going to talk about getting beaten up in your own home by someone who has experienced just that. You're not going to believe what you're going to hear. So for the next 2 hours, Steve Angle's with us. Steve Angle, USAprepares.com instructor. Welcome, Steve Angle.
You there?
I'm here. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great to hear your voice. Steve Angle from Hayes City, Kansas. USAprepares.com instructor, Steve Angle. Sharon Rondeau's with us, editor of the Post Email, and that's postemail.com. Thepostemail.com. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Good morning, Vincent. Great to be with you.
Good morning. So why don't we start with Steve? So, Steve, let's see if I've got this right. You've been on the air with us. You've been to our farmhouse. You've been to our events. And you and I have traveled to some of the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers' events. You've taken a bunch of pictures at the events. And so I would consider you a historian of what's happening here with some of, our instructors and some of the events that we participate in. Well, my understanding is it was a weekend night, just after midnight. Oh, the doorbell rings and you look out the window and you think, oh man, it's a bunch of young people causing problems. Oh man, so you were prepared to defend yourself and you had your 1911, your 45 ACP. In your right hand, and you look out the window, and it's, oh, praise the Lord, it's the cops. They're here to help. And so you transfer your 45 into your left hand. You hold it by the muzzle. You reach and open the door with your right hand. Open the door, you're right-handed, so you open the door with your right hand. And there they are, and they tell you to drop your 1911, tell you to drop your gun. They yell into their two-way radio to let everyone know that you have a gun, and they put a gun in your face and they throw you down and beat you up. Is that close to being accurate?
Well, that's a brief synopsis of it. As I look through some of their sworn narratives, you're right in the fact that when I just gotten home after a and for anyone that's getting up in age, you drive 3 hours at 70, 75 miles an hour on the interstate. If you're paying attention and driving as safe as you can drive, it's intense. You have to concentrate. And I'd just gotten home, which I felt like, great, no problems, you know, no flat tires, no car problems. I didn't hit a deer. Everything went pretty well visiting my 92-year-old mother. And I made it. I was on the safe spot on the board, basically, on the Monopoly board. You know, I was home, relaxed, took my shirt off, pants off. In fact, I had my shirt on and pants on and took my shoes, socks off, and basically, thank God, everything went well, and I was home safe, and the doorbell rings. I'm sitting on the couch in my living room working on some things, and I glance up at the clock to see, I know it has to be fairly late now, who on a Sunday night, is ringing the bell, and look up, it was after midnight, shortly after midnight or 12:15. So I peer out the window right next to the front door. Well, first I get up, my 45 automatic is there for me to pick up for this purpose, of which I always do. Walk over to the door, look out the window next to the door, and I, what appears to be like, policemen, you have to assume that, they're Hays police. I couldn't have told you what color uniform they wore or anything like that prior to this, but looked out. The guy saw that, he saw the shutters on the windows move and saw that I looked out. And so then I went ahead and went out of kind of the defensive mode and relaxed again. Grabbed hold of the barrel of this 45 auto, which I have literally used that weapon for 50 years. It's something I'm very familiar with. And then opened the door with my right hand and stood there in the doorway and asked him politely, what's the deal? What's going on? Can I help you? At which point they inquired, we'd made any 911 calls, of which I responded again, no, we haven't. And of which then they saw me holding my 45 down to my left side, and one of the fellows was saying, why don't you put down the gun, drop the gun. And the next thing I know is I'm looking down to my left side to make sure if this weapon is in an unassuming, being held in an unassuming manner, non-threatening manner. I hear an officer in front of me yell, assault on an officer, which I thought was very strange. And then looked up, of which point he pulls his sidearm out in his right hand and puts it 6 inches from my face. And yells at me to, and I'll clean this up for yourself, but he, in their weird little voices that they use, drop the gun, a-hole, at which point he grabs hold of my shirt and throws me out of my house, to where I hit my porch, which is 5 foot deep concrete. And as one officer testifies, Mr. Angle ended up on his sidewalk, which he doesn't really know how he ended up there. Well, it's pretty easy to determine how I ended up there is they pulled me out of the house and tripped me, basically stood on my left foot where I would become off balance when he pulled me forward. It's a pretty typical move and used my own body weight against me to hit the pavement. At which point they had to grab my thumbs and wrench them behind my back as I'm yelling about immediately I started yelling about my hernia and watch the hernia and all this, and they handcuffed me and they were wanting to know, because of the pain I was in, wanting to know if I wanted to go to the hospital, and I said, yeah, which we were down there for about 5.5 hours as different doctors came in and they x-rayed me. And then they took me down to Ellis County Jail, and charged me with aggravated assault against two police officers with a deadly weapon, and charged me with that, and I was in jail for 3 days until I was able to get hold of people and come up with the money to bond out of the jail there.
See, let me see if I've got this right. You do not have a record, do you, of any kind?
No. No.
So
never
it,
been in,
you're not
never been
you're not
never been,
you're not,
never been in handcuffs in my life.
So what I'm trying to establish is you're not a habitual repeat customer of the Blue Plague, right?
Well, I guess in looking at things the way things are, that depends on whose view you're taking as to what I'm looked at and as upon. But I've never been arrested before or charged with any kind of crime.
What I mean is, Steve, you don't have a rap sheet that says you're a shoplifter, you're toilet papering people's houses, you're involved with making pyrotechnics and pipe bombs, and you're not a threat to anybody under normal circumstances. You don't cause any problems. I mean, you've been to my house. If I thought you were a nut, you never would have gotten on my property. Seriously,
right.
Steve.
Right. Right.
As far as I know, you're a really good guy. You're a friend of mine. You're a friend of Sam Bushman's. You're a friend of, you know, a bunch of our instructors here at USA Prepares. It doesn't make any sense. If I were to describe you to our listening audience, I'd say, you know, you and I could be grandfather types. As a matter of fact, Sam Bushman, you know, his children, I was going out to his home in Utah, and his children said, well, what's Mr. Finelli like? And Sam said, well, he's like a grandfather. I'm not a grandfather, but yeah, that's how he described me. So I'm describing you as the same way. What the heck is the problem? What would cause these guys to show up at your house, Steve? What do you think? Why did they show up?
Well, according to them, there had been several in triplicate, and this is what started occurring, 3-9-1-1 calls in quick succession, of which there was nothing spoken. It showed, of course, my name, my address. I have a hard-lined phone. And so they received a 911 call and or several calls, and then they tried to call back, and they received either static or a busy signal.
Hmm.
So they,
let's talk more about that when we come back. I'd love to know what Sharon's thoughts are on this. Sharon Rondeau. Vin Finelli, we'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit usaprepares.com. That's usaprepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. usaprepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loans subject to lender approval.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Engel's with us. He's been describing what happened to him in his own home. Cops showed up. And they said that someone called 911. You know, it makes you want to take the number 9 off your telephone and the number 1 off your telephone. So you can't call 911. So as far as I'm concerned, never call 911. As a matter of fact, the cops showed up at our farm one Friday night around 11:30. And I was so outraged, I called the sheriff. They lied to me about who it was. They didn't admit it was them riding around our farm, checking out our farm. And I called the sheriff and I told him, do not come on our farm. Do not trespass on the Finelli farm. That's what I told the sheriff. He was outraged when I said, don't trespass on our farm. It's private property. You're not welcome. So why do I say the things I say? Because these kinds of things happen to us, and they happen to our friends, they happen to our family, they happen to our faculty. Sharon, what's your thought? Sharon Rondo, what's your thought about what happened to Steve Engel?
Well, I feel terrible about what happened to Steve. And Steve, you're very cogent in telling your story. There was no reason for that I can discern in any manner. I don't understand what these police, so-called police, public servants, thought they were going to gain by doing this to you. Even if you'd made those 911 calls and were abusing the system somehow, that's not a reason to come and beat someone up and throw them outside of their house. It reminds me of a case, I didn't cover the case because it had already happened, but several years ago I was told, when I started getting involved in all the Tennessee corruption that I cover, I was told of a young man who had had similar treatment. I don't like to compare and say one case is any worse than any other. It's not meant in that vein. But this young man was driving rather late at night. He said he was not speeding. He said he was driving an old antique car that he loved to drive, and he's a night owl. And he was pulled over. He thought maybe he had a light out, and it turned out he didn't have a rear light out at all or any light. He was just pulled over. He was yanked out of the vehicle, beaten, hit in the face, and then thrown to the ground, and he was tased so many times that he lost control of bodily functions. This is a horrible case. I interviewed this man, and we published a part one with the intention to publish the conclusion, and he became so frightened that he told me, please don't publish that second part. So I didn't. And I changed his name. I didn't use his real name. But the case is so egregious in Tennessee, throughout Tennessee, but particularly southeastern Tennessee. It happened right in Monroe County, where the transgressions against Walter Fitzpatrick have happened and are ongoing today. This is a horrible case. If I recall correctly, this man had his front teeth knocked out. The handcuffs were on so tightly that he lost circulation, and he wasn't able to play the guitar again, which he had loved doing. Young man, I asked him, why don't you leave? And he said, well, he says, Tennessee is one of the most beautiful states. It's the most beautiful place in the world, and I was raised here, and so that's where I live. But he couldn't find one defense attorney who would really stand up and come to his aid. Not that he should have had to do that. It should have been apparent. But it was a horrible case, and it's happening every day, unfortunately, in today's America.
I've got a question for Steve Engel. Steve, when I say the kinds of things that I say on the radio about the cops, the blue plague, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes people will say, Vinny, look, 99% of the cops are really good. You know, it's those few bad apples, that 1% that, give the rest of the 99% good ones a bad name. How do you react to that?
Well, I react to that. I would like to think that is the case, because I've been involved in supporting police and law enforcement for over 35 to 40 years. In particular, the last 5 years of this Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, not only with what happened to me, but other things going on, plus we have the internet, we have so much more access to information. I decided to actually take some time and let's investigate this to where let's see where things are really at. But as for a few bad apples or whatever like that, if that's the case, and you've got four guys holding a guy down, beating on him, and another eight or nine standing there watching. Now, these are supposedly the good cops that are not doing anything, but to me, they're even worse because what they're trying to imply...
Hold on. Well, by now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia. Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sharon Rondo's with us, and Steve Engel's been telling what happened to him. And, Steve, you mentioned that you're involved with police officers and you supported police efforts and things like that over the last few decades, several decades. And And it brings to mind, you know, these 99% of the cops are good. Well, Bob Estep, one of our friends, one of our instructors, one of our students, 68-year-old guy, was tased in his own car. Cop pulls him over in Sparta, Missouri, city of Sparta. It's a 1.25-square-mile city. It's a toll booth. They have a revenue generation system, which involves the police department pulling people over and fining them. Well, Bob Estep was pulled over at night, waited for a police officer to get out of his car. Bob Estep had done nothing wrong, wasn't drinking, wasn't inebriated, wasn't doing anything wrong, literally. So Bob Estep calls 911. He's on the phone with 911. This young thug cop gets out of his car, opens Bob Estep's door, tases Bob Estep, a 68-year-old farmer, right in his car. Bob Estep suffers neurological damage. Okay, so I call for the sheriff, Joey Kyle, of the county, where the city of Sparta is in Missouri, to do something. And, you know, I heard the same thing. Hey, listen, Joey, he's a good guy. Joey Kyle's a good guy. Joey Kyle's a really good guy. You know, he's working on it. And I'm thinking, where's Joey Kyle? He's the guy with an MRAP. He's got machine guns. And so this is our good guy. Where is Joey Kyle? Well, let me tell you where Joey Kyle was. Joey Kyle was running some rackets. Yep. And on page one of USAPrepares.com, it says, it's a post. There's a link to it. Going to jail. Christian County Sheriff admits fraud and embezzlement. He can spend a year in jail for embezzling county funds and helping in a fraud scheme. It says, the plea agreement says Joey Kyle received more than $20,000 to help promote an investment fraud scheme for an individual allegedly cheating investors. Now, how much was this? This was in the millions. This was in the millions. So now it says that the Newsleader, that's the Springfield, Missouri newspaper, revealed that federal investigators scrutinized at least $82,000 of credit card spending by the sheriff, $82,000 of credit card spending, and $444,000 worth of spending between the county and six local businesses. Yeah. So this guy's under investigation. He pleaded guilty. He showed up at one of our meetups. I invited him to a meetup to explain what's going on with this MRAP, this mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle that he was going to use us to keep us safe. He's the guy that says he spends more money on ammunition to help keep us safe. And actually what he was doing is he was spending money on ammunition to his own company, and the ammunition never got delivered. It was fraud. So this is Joey Kyle. So when people say, hey, listen, you know, my cops are really good. Well, here's a case where our cops aren't good. So his deputy showed up to the scene where Bob Estep was tased. And people said, well, you know, you have to ask Joey Kyle to investigate. No, you don't have to ask him to investigate. He needs to do his job. But he can't do his job because he's a crook. And according to another one of our instructors, who has lived all his life in Missouri, he says that any sheriff who has been in office more than one term is involved in gun running. And what does that mean? That means that when these deputies confiscate your personal property, your firearms, they go, okay, this is evidence, we're taking this. You can't get it back. And what happens? They sell it. These cops sell it. It's a racket. They steal our property and sell it. So, please refrain from saying that 99% of the cops are good guys, because I'm not buying it. What I am buying is 95% of the cops are involved in racketeering and criminal activity and fraud and embezzlement and theft and bribery and protection schemes. And those protection schemes can be as simple as going to the local coffee shop and getting a free cup of coffee. Oh, we're so glad you're here. You know, we love having the cops here. You guys keep us safe. Here's a cup of coffee. Then tomorrow it's, well, I've got my partner with me. Can he have one too? Here's two cups of coffee. You guys have any donuts? Here's two cups of coffee and two donuts. Boy, those are good donuts. here's 2 cups of coffee and a 6-pack of donuts. You know, I've got children at home. Boy, they love your donuts. Here's 12 donuts. You guys serve lunch here? Oh, great. We'll have lunch here. Oh, it's on us. Lunch is on us. Now it's 2 cups of coffee, 6-pack of donuts, and lunch whenever they show up. Then it's dinner when the family shows up on the weekend. It's all to keep everybody safe. That's what happens. It's a protection racket. Sharon?
That's a great point, because they are employed by the government, and we always have to be suspicious, from what I've seen and learned, of anyone employed by the government. The power they have can corrupt them. They may start out with very good intentions. And, in fact, in my reading audience and a victim of Tennessee court corruption, I have a former Tennessee police officer. He left the state, which was probably a very smart thing to do. But he described to me how this can happen. And he was one of the good guys who treated people well. He was one of that 5%. But he said he heard things and tried not to see things, but it was very hard not to know what was going on. And, you know, he left. And, but this can corrupt people, or the worst in people can be brought out because they are paid for by the government. And in thinking about everything you just said, it illustrates to me that if we were closer to our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, particularly that Second Amendment as it goes to this, if we all were armed and protected ourselves, would we need the police? Except maybe in extraordinary situations, would we feel as though, oh, we have to be surrounded by police? I've supported the police, too. This is not a police bashing or person bashing statement I'm making. But I'm wondering if we all took responsibility to arm ourselves and just take responsibility for protecting our own homes and families, there wouldn't be this urgent need for the police to be around all over the place.
Sharon, I live on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. The sheriff's office is about 20 miles away. There are no city cops. We don't have a city. We're an unincorporated little hamlet, which is wonderful. And for those of you who live in incorporated cities and incorporated hamlets and incorporated towns, I suggest you try to unincorporate and get rid of these government agencies. Well, I was coming up the road with my tractor, and I had an implement attached to the back of it. And there was a lot of dust. It was kind of like Bonnie and Clyde, the movie, and you see, you know, the car chase with dust flying up behind the cars. Well, I saw this dust, and that only happens when people are traveling way too fast. Well, I saw this. I was coming up the top of the hill, and I couldn't see who it was. And I had my headlights on the tractor, and the tractor's taller than a car. And so I decided to stop this vehicle for speeding. You know, I'm on a tractor, and, you know, there are animals that jump out on the road, rabbits and other animals, and I don't like to see these animals getting run over. So I stopped this vehicle. It was a deputy, county deputy. And I pulled my implement so that he could not get around me. It's a 2-lane road, but barely 2 lanes. It's kind of like a lane and a half, and somebody goes into the ditch so the other guy can get around when the two vehicles are approaching each other. And I had my .45 on my side. I had my hands on the steering wheel of the tractor. He was in his uniform, and he had his body armor and all that stuff on. And I said, don't you think you're going a little fast for this road? He said, no. I said, don't you think you're going a little fast for this road? And I challenged this guy, and I let him know in no uncertain terms that I did not like his behavior. So we can stop these guys. I've done it. And I've stopped more than just the police. I've stopped the road crew. There was a guy on our road who was doing a heck of a miserable job with a road grader. And I had a 100-horsepower tractor, and he had, I don't know how heavy his road grader was, but certainly bigger than my tractor and my baler. I had a big tractor at the time. And I went head-to-head with him, and I stopped him. And I told him he better do a good job, and I'm sick of him turning their, all these pointy rocks pointy side up and giving me flat tires for year after year after year. And I expected him to do a good job, and if he didn't, I'd get him fired. And if that didn't work, I'd get his boss fired. And if that didn't work, I'd run for his boss's job and fire both of them. And that's the kind of language I use. I've had it with these thugs. Seriously, they work for us.
That's right. And you know, we're paying their salaries.
Right. And I am so angry about this. You know, I don't go to church. I don't need to. I don't need a broker. I don't need a priest or a rabbi or a minister or a preacher. I can speak directly with the boss myself. And but if I did go to church and one of these deputies sat down next to me, I'd get up and move. I don't want anything to do with these guys. You know, and I don't think there's much redeeming value in them. I don't think they're fixable. I think they're so corrupt. I think that it's a waste of our time. But I do think that if they say, honey, why did the Finellis get up and leave? You know, all we did was sit down next to them, you know, in the house of the Lord. Why did the Finelli family get up and leave? Why did the Smith family get up and leave? Why is everybody pointing at us? Why is it that, you know, when we're in the supermarket, people pointed us? What did you do? What do you do when you put that body armor on and those guns and handcuffs and tasers and billy clubs and pepper spray and tear gas and walk around with your shotgun and your machine gun and you hop in that MRAP? What are you doing? People don't like us anymore, honey.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God,
you're. Take my.
When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Sharon Rondo's with us, Steve Angle's with us, and we're talking about the Blue Plague. We're talking about the abuse of the villagers, that'd be us, by the system. And I made the statement yesterday that one of our instructors in Europe, Miles says that, you know, there's talk radio and there's us. He calls us do radio, meaning we don't just talk about it. We do it. We have solutions. You know, the other guys are the talk radio types, you know, the mainstream. They talk about it, but we actually have solutions. And one of the solutions that I proposed is that, you know, when you see the blue plague in church, you move. You don't talk to them. And you ostracize them. And you ostracize their families. And then, you know, are we picking on their children? Yeah, we are. Is it right to do it? Yeah, it is. I'll tell you why. Because they are in the culture of, you know, daddy is a cop and he tells people what to do. And, you know, my daddy's bigger than your daddy. My daddy has bigger guns and that kind of stuff. And, you know, and that's not the culture that I'm endorsing and supporting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to avoid spending time with any of these guys. So if they come near me, I'm leaving. I don't want anything to do with them. However, I will challenge them if I'm forced to. I'll challenge them and ask them, if I see a cop pulling people over, I'll stop and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now, last night there was, I was in an auto parts store picking up a hose for an air conditioning unit for one of our tractors. Two cop cars pulled this woman over. Two cop cars, lights, all their lights going. They had a Suburban plus a cruiser, and they pulled this woman over. A single person, one woman in a car, middle-aged, absolutely had to be intimidated by these thugs. They need two cops to pull somebody over? License and registration? Your taillights out, ma'am? I mean, you can tell when someone, you know, is a possible problem. This woman was not a problem. What's the worst thing that she could have done? gotten her license, had a taillight out. You need two cop cars for that? Come on. We need to fire 3/4 of our police force. 3/4. And we need to change the culture. And the way you do that is you fire the top brass. They're the first to go. Sharon, your thoughts?
Very, very true. Any government actor, and some of them are actors, who's not doing his job, who's abusing the citizens, who is torturing people, or in any way manhandling or harming people who haven't done anything wrong against the Constitution, should not be employed and should not be paid by the very citizens who he's abusing. We've seen this police corruption that you've been talking about, not continuing to dwell on Tennessee, but because that's a state where I've been focused because so many people have come forward. We have seen that deputies and sheriffs, as you mentioned when you were talking about that, they are involved in confiscating property. One case I've covered involved a very, very big estate, hundreds of acres of property, retail stores, nice cars, and they all had plans to put them in the sheriff's backyard, basically, and then divide the spoils among them. And they basically framed someone so that he would never inherit what his father had left. It was a case of stolen inheritance. There's no end to what can happen
Sharon,
when people get into authority.
Sharon, let me make sure I've got this right. You're saying that a sheriff was involved, I believe this is what you're saying, a sheriff was involved in the confiscation of someone's property. And the sheriff then was able to maneuver that property so that he was in control of the property. Is that correct?
It hasn't quite happened yet, but that is how they were lining up everything. That is exactly right, though. That is what the plan was, and they framed the person who would have inherited that property with false crimes and allegations. I have not heard from this person in quite some months, but they were framing
him. Let's talk about that when we come back, because I know a guy, and you know a guy. He's one of our instructors. He was flying for the Civil Air Patrol to help identify property that a sheriff stole from one of we, the villagers. Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.